A three-judge panel reinstated Wisconsin's voter ID law earlier this month, just hours after hearing arguments in the case. In a brief order, the panel ruled that the issues raised against Wisconsin's law were similar to those raised against Indiana's in 2008, when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld voter ID as constitutional. Plaintiffs have appealed that ruling to the full Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and now in an amicus brief filed with the court, the group One Wisconsin Now is seeking to get involved. Director Scott Ross says there are huge disparities between Wisconsin and Indiana when it comes to getting an ID for voting, namely that Wisconsin has far fewer DMVs with shorter hours.
If Indiana is the standard by which the Supreme Court held that voter ID is constitutional, well, it simply cannot be administered constitutionally here in the state of Wisconsin.
One Wisconsin Now filed similar briefs in state lawsuits challenging voter ID, where the law was ultimately upheld by the state Supreme Court. The group had not initially filed in the federal lawsuit, but Ross says the recent federal ruling changed things.
The reason we have decided to file now is because Wisconsin hasn't done anything to rectify this real problem.
It's up to the court to decide whether or not to accept One Wisconsin Now's amicus brief. The full Seventh Circuit also has to decide whether to even hear an appeal of the voter ID ruling. The court gave Wisconsin's Department of Justice a deadline of today to respond to that possibility. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.